SBS রেডিও। সাউদার্ন সিডনির লুগার্নো শপিং ভিলেজে সম্প্রতি সিঙ্গল ইউজ প্লাস্টিকের ব্যবহার বন্ধ করার উদ্যোগ নিয়েছে লুগার্নো প্রোগ্রেস অ্যাসোসিয়েশন। আগামী 3 অগস্ট শনিবার শিভার্স হিল শপস এই ক্যাম্পেইনে তাদের সঙ্গে অংশ নিচ্ছেন নিউ সাউথ ওয়েলসের পার্লামেন্টের ওটলি আসনের এমপি মার্ক কোরে। শ্রোতা বন্ধুরা, সে নো টু সিঙ্গল ইউজ প্লাস্টিক ইন লুগার্নো এ নিয়ে কথা বলছি মার্ক কোরে এমপির সঙ্গে। Mr. Mark Kore, welcome to SBS Bangla. Recently, Lugarno Progress Association launched Say No to Single-Use Plastic in Lugarno campaign. You have joined that campaign. Could you tell us why you are against the single use of plastic?
Well, firstly, I'd like to thank you for the invitation to be on your program today. This is a great initiative run by both council and by local residents, and more importantly by local shopkeepers, to reduce the effects of plastic on the environment. And this is a program and a campaign that I support as well. The launch of the campaign is not this Saturday but the Saturday after, which will see many of our shopkeepers promote non-plastic bags, promote reusable containers, to promote, of course, the keep cups as well. It's a great initiative from local residents.
And do you think people will accept this campaign in Australia?
Well, I do, and I think they already are. I mean, there are areas in my electorate where they are already, you know, promoting reusable bags, non-plastic bags, keep cups. You know, there are already parts of Sydney that have banned, you know, plastic bags as well. Many shops have, major retail outlets are recommending that you, reuse your bags. And bring your own bag, which is a great incentive to help save the environment and rid it of plastics.
Is there any plan to expand this campaign to all over New South Wales or other states in Australia?
Well, no, this is just in one suburb, and it's just promoted by both the local city council, Georgia River Council, a local shopkeeper. And as the local state member of parliament, I'm putting my name to this campaign because it will go, I think, some way in reducing plastics in our local community.
But do you think it should go all over the state?
Well, it should be encouraged. I mean, you know, my view is not to ban anything, but my view is to encourage consumers to really think twice about those plastic bags and to bring your own bags to local shops, to local IGA. We need to do everything we can to reduce litter environments. And as a government, we've been doing that, of course, through the Container Deposit Scheme, which has seen over 1 billion bottles and cans deposited at the local return and earn centres throughout New South Wales.
But some big chain shops like Woolworths stop using one-time use plastic bags. What are the alternatives for the customers?
Well, the alternatives is simply to bring your own bag. And that's what I do at the local Woolworths, Coles and IGA. And that's what many others do. You know, we need to do everything we can to reduce litter, particularly litter in our local environment. And we're doing such as that by promoting this campaign of reducing plastics in Lugano.
Do you think the jute bag or paper bag will replace the plastic bag?
Well, look, ideally over time, but even those, you know, those Hessian bags that people have at home. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, plastics, all types of plastics, take a long time to break down in our environment. And purely what we're doing is we're raising awareness, but we're also asking people, consumers, to think twice about, you know, buying or taking those plastic bags from the shops as opposed to what they should be doing, and that is bringing in their own bags from home.
As a member of the state parliament, you're promoting the sports, you're promoting the Say No to Plastic bag. So what is your next program?
Oh, look, for me as a local member of parliament, in the recent budget we received a lot of funding, local funding, for upgrades to our schools, upgrades to our roads, our freeways, and of course upgrades to St George Hospital. And as a member of parliament, we're going to ensure that we're getting it done locally, as we are across New South Wales, to upgrade our local hospital.
Is there any message for Bangla speaking community?
Well, there certainly is. You know, I'm a great supporter of the Bangla community and everything that you do, and I attend many of your festivals, and you know, my simple message, if there's anything I can do into the future, please let me know.
Thank you, Mr. Mark Kure. Thanks for joining in SBS Bangla.
It's a pleasure to be on your program at SBS Bangla, and I look forward to being on your program many times over.
Thank you.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.